I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Behind the mask of stadiums and fans dwells a darker side of the upcoming Euro Cup. Forced prostitution will skyrocket during the games. EFCA Reach Global's Amy Ritchie is in Ukraine, where half the soccer cup is going to be played. Ritchie's been in on church and hotel trainings to help spot trafficking.
There are places that we live and there are places that we go that Satan has a stronghold and that he prepares his people and that he gets ready for. But we need to get ready for it, and we need to shine Christ's love and Christ's light.
The games start next Friday, June 8th. Get a prayer guide to help you pray at our website. Next, it's been more than 2 years since the devastating earthquake crippled Haiti. Medical Teams International's Bas van der Zalm says they're helping a camp of 120,000 people. Initially, there weren't any churches, schools, clinics, or infrastructure. That's when the local church jumped in.
Haitian Christians have felt led to move into the area and begin churches to reach out to people who are there, and we have gone with them and are providing a clinic and health care alongside these churches.
Van der Zalm says as they're helping build the church, the work will continue when medical team's work is done. And who knew that you could drill wells in geography class? World geography students at Bel Air High School in Texas learned about the horrible situation in countries that don't have clean drinking water. Their teacher, Brian Berry, is going on a mission trip this summer with Living Water International. Berry's heart for the issue inspired his students, and they raised over $2,000 to install a well for a needy community overseas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is providing you a proverbial wake-up call spiritually with a brand new CD from Charles Billingsley called Never Forsaken. I'll send you a copy when you help us with our fiscal year end. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hiller.